Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Mr. Capaldi available, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Stephen. How are you? It's James calling here from MMA Legal Solicitors. You requested a call from ourselves in regards to your Scottish redress abuse case. Is that correct?
No. It's okay, mate. I didn't have a chance to read it properly. Yes, I was in care, but I was never abused in care.
Right, okay. Was you never mentally abused, physically abused?
Well, mentally abused, basically, is more down to my family's basically having nothing to do with me and nobody ever come, me being the only child being left in the home and everybody else being taken out and me being the only one left. And that was the only thing, but apart from that, there was no actual physical abuse or anything like that.
So that goes down in regards to mental abuse. You still have the right to claim. Now, with a Scottish redress claim, we're one of seven solicitors that have been authorised. The success case at the moment, sorry, the success rate at the moment for the case is at 100%. Now, the average refund is around about £45,000. Now, with you just being in care, you will qualify for a payment of around about £10,000. That's just for being in care. Okay. All we have to do, if we just make a statement from yourself, takes 5 to 10 minutes. We'll get an authorization email sent to you while you're on the phone. Literally do it all while we're on the phone. Get a form of ID and we'll get it pushed through to the solicitors and they'll be in contact with you to let you know how much you can claim back. I mean, it's in your best interest because everything gets claimed back directly from the Scottish Government. Okay, Stephen.
What I will do now,
just go for a statement with yourself. It'll take 5 to 10 minutes. Any form of abuse, including mental abuse, we can place onto your statement, and that will qualify you for a claim, okay?
Okay.
Great stuff. So, Stephen, I've got an email address. It's scapaldi1968@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. And you have access to that email, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I will make you aware of everything that we do discuss. My name is James Ryan Thompson. I am your case handler. Well,
hi, James.
Everything that we do discuss, are you okay? Everything that we do discuss will obviously remain confidential between us ourselves, okay?
Okay.
Right, no problem. So you just confirm your date of birth, please, Stephen.
Yeah, 22nd of November, 1968.
1968, brilliant. Can you just confirm your postcode for me as well, please?
Right, I've got an address of correspondence because I personally live on my boat, so it's my dad's address in Glasgow.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as you've got the postcode to that, that's fine.
Golf 12, 8 Papa Whiskey.
Brilliant stuff.
And that'll be
University Avenue, is that correct?
Yep, that's 175 and it's flat.
Yep.
Three stroke two,
did you say?
Yes.
Yep, I've got that there. So 3-2, 175 University Avenue. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. Contact number we have on system for you is the one we're ringing you on now and it ends in 469, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. And you still have access to your email address, which is scapaldi1968@gmail.com.
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay. So in regards to making a claim, like I said, the average claim amount for compensation for the care system is around about £45,000. Obviously, it depends on the severity, but if you've suffered any mental abuse that you've obviously had to take into your adulthood, then that will qualify you for a payment in regards to receiving that to your adulthood. Okay. I just got a few more questions on the report, then I'll go for a statement from you. Okay. And then what we'll do, we'll get you an authorization email out to state that you're happy to speak to one of the solicitors. And then we'll get a form of ID and that's your case fully completed and we'll get it fired over to the solicitors. Okay. So, I just ask, have you been known by any other name, Stephen, at all?
I changed my name to Deadpool back in, I think it was about the mid to late 80s to Capaldi. It was my dad's original surname. My name beforehand, but I was adopted out, so I was born, I was Stephen Kelly. then when I was adopted out, I was adopted to a family I didn't really want to be with. But their surname was Younger. And I wanted to get rid of the adopted family, so I changed my surname to Capaldi from as my dad's surname, which is a name that I thought should have been. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just popping that onto your report, okay.
Okay.
Brilliant. So can you just confirm for me, Stephen, your local GP, what's the name of your local GP?
Right, it's R-E-U-T, it's block capitals, medical services, it's Newbury Place Surgery, it's Manchester. I'll look up the postcode for you. That'll help you with your details.
Yeah, fire away, if you can look up that postcode. Cheers, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Right, so... here we are. Postcode is Mike 7.
Yep.
4 November X-ray.
Okay. Is it Newbury Green Medical Practice? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that what you're registered under? Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's been my doctor for years.
Okay, no problem at all. So in regards to the abuse side of things, so mental abuse, was it suffered within the Scotland area or was it within England?
Scotland area.
It was in Scotland area, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just confirm your age for me, please, Stephen.
I'm 57.
Yep, that's fine. You don't have any terminal illnesses, do you?
I hope not, but I've got a couple of medical issues. I've got a couple of medical issues at the moment, which I've got two hospitals looking after me for.
We'll get to that in regards to your statement shortly, okay?
Okay.
So we need to put on the report parents' names. Do your parents, do you remember them? Are they still with us?
Well, my dad is still with us, still alive. My mother passed away about 2011, I think it was. Yeah.
Okay.
2012.
I need to just take their names and date of birth if you know them. So I'll start with your father. What's your father's name?
Right. I know the names, but I don't know the date of birth. That's how
If you don't know the date of birth, the solicitor will obviously check them on record, so don't worry about that.
Okay. Dad's name is Dominic Capaldi.
You don't know the date of birth, no.
Mm-mm.
Okay, alright. I'll take your mother's name, please.
Right, her name was, her maiden name was Anne-Marie Kelly.
Anne-Marie Kelly, yeah?
Yeah. She was born in Greenock.
Okay. So in regards to you being, before you was in child services, child care, do you remember any addresses? How old was you when you was placed into the care system?
When I was a very small child, I remember living in Clydeview Road in Greenock.
What was the name of the road?
Clydeview Road. Yeah, in Greenock.
I've got that here on the register. Papa Alpha 153 Alpha Papa, is that correct?
Yeah,
I think so. 15 Greenock. Which number was it?
I can't remember. It was where my grandmother used to live.
Right, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters? At all, Stephen?
I've got half brothers and half sisters. But they were never in care. They were never in care.
That's fine, no problem at all. In regards to you being in care, do you know the local authority that you was cared under? Would it have been Glasgow Council, Edinburgh Council?
No, it was Inverclyde, Greenock, Inverclyde Council. It was a local children's home. I remember the name of the children's home and that lot
okay,
as well.
So it was Inverclyde Council, so that's Inverclyde, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep, I've got you. Okay, and how old was you when you went in within child services?
Jeez.
Do you know roughly how old you was?
I think I was about four or five years old.
About 4 years of age. Okay.
Yeah. I was in until, okay. I didn't finally leave until I was about 10 years old.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the start here now. Do you remember where you was, like what the name of the children's homes were?
Right, yeah, I need to spell this for you. It was...
Go on.
Let's see, what was... it was Craigan.
Was this the first one, was it, Stephen? Was this the first one?
Yeah, this was the only children's home I was in.
Go on.
Craigan House, so C-R-A-I-G-I-E... K-N-O-W-E-S.
I've got it for you. Give me a moment. So it was Craig and Noel's care home, is that correct?
Yes. I think it had only recently been opened and I was one of the first children to be moved into there, I think.
Right, okay. And that was in Craigie Knowles Road, wasn't it, in Perth, is that correct?
Yeah, in Greenock, yeah.
Yep, I've got it here, I've got the address and the details here. Bear with me just one moment, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
And how long was you within the children's homes for?
Off and on, it's 6 years.
So, 4 till you was around about 10, do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, I was about 10 years old when I got fostered out by a family that had adopted me against my will.
Okay. So after that, you was it foster parents, is that correct?
Yes.
Foster parents, okay. And that was until you was around about 16, is that correct?
Yeah, yes. And it was then that I already knew that I didn't want to be adopted, but they adopted me against my wishes.
Right, okay. I'm going to take that and put that in your statement in a moment when we get to that, okay. Statement's coming up, Charlotte, just a couple more questions. Now,
okay.
What we need to do on the actual statement report, because it's a substantial amount of money that can be returned to yourself, as I did mention, it can be for any form of physical, mental or sexual abuse, because you've suffered mental abuse and it's affected you within your adulthood, you will qualify for a payment, okay? Even just for being within the care facility, you will qualify automatically for £10,000. The solicitors will explain that to you when they have a chat to you and they give you a call, okay? Now,
okay.
I just want to make you aware, we need to put a beneficiary onto your report. Now, a beneficiary means if anything unfortunate was to happen to you between now and the time of you receiving your payment, who would you like the money to go to?
My dad.
Your dad, okay. I'm going to place your dad's name on here.
Yeah.
Do you have a contact number for your dad at all?
Yes. Landline number.
Yeah, fire on, yeah.
Yeah, 0141.
Yep.
357.
Yep.
1979.
Brilliant stuff. Is there an address for him as well, like a postcode I can put on there for
him? Yeah, it's my dad's address that I use as my address as correspondent.
Oh, so it is, yes, correct. Yeah, bear me a moment.
Yeah.
I've got that there for you. I'll just attach that to your beneficiary, okay. For legal terms, we do have to place a beneficiary on there just in case anything was to happen to you. We do need to put a beneficiary on there, okay.
Mm-hmm, okay.
If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, Stephen. I'm just updating the report.
I know you've got paperwork to fill out.
Literally, I'll be as quick as I can. Don't worry about it.
Ah, no worries.
Okay. So, if there is a reason behind, obviously, you being placed within the child care services. Now, normally, some people can, we have to place on there, was it like a troubled child, or was it due to neglect, or...
I was getting physically abused by my mother's partner. It wasn't my dad's.
Okay.
But basically, this guy tried to kill me by the time I was about 4 years old. His abuse was that bad, so...
Wow, okay. So I'll put on there for you, physical abuse from mother's partner at the time, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, was there any police involved at the time, do you know?
I know it's
a long time ago, but do you recall, do you reckon there was any police involved? Like any statements from the police made, or...?
I don't know about police involvement, but I know that I was taken away and put into care for my own safety.
Okay, so you're taken away at 4, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just four or five, I think. I bet that, yeah.
4 or 5, yeah. That's fine. It doesn't have to be exactly. Yeah. We'll check that with the records. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to move on to your statement now. In regards to mental abuse, now... With you being within the childcare services, I am now going to fill in a statement, okay? If you do need to take a break at any time, you do need to make me aware, okay? As anything that we do go through can be a little bit distressing, just make sure you feel comfortable with telling me what you need to tell me to put onto your statement. In regards to you being at a young age of around 4, you was placed into child services. What would the average day look like for you, Stephen?
Well, this children's home had two main rooms for sleeping areas. So we had 40 kids, so 20 boys and 20 girls, each in one room, each in bunk beds. So you'd start a day early, try to fight your way into a bathroom, which is difficult with about 20 boys.
Okay.
It was always like a case of like survival of the fittest. I mean, I was like the smallest guy in there. It was always difficult having to deal with that many people. I'd never really made a lot of friends or anything like that when I was in there.
Would you say it was very overcrowded? Well overcrowded?
Oh, well overcrowded. Well overcrowded. Yeah. There was always constant bullying going on, constantly. So you had to always deal with that. Then, when you finally did get into school, a lot of the local kids didn't like us because we were all in the local children's home.
So
it was a constant battle, constantly. From the minute you woke up until the minute you, hopefully at some point, fell asleep. So years of that I put up with.
Was there any abuse from staff at all at the time?
No, well, initially I had a woman who was the head matron of this children's home. But because everybody else who was in there, their families come along, Fridays, pick them up, take them away from the home, and then bring them back like the Sunday night or whatever. But I was the only person which nobody ever came to visit. So the woman of the it was head of the children's home. She used to bring me home to her family. So she was nice. She was really nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in regards to abuse mentally, you're saying it's affected you in regards to your adulthood, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was living down in Bournemouth, the South Coast. I had to go and see psychiatrist for years.
Okay.
Also means like I even now I do not tend to get close to many people.
Okay.
So even goes into adulthood, there's still you have like somewhat residual like long term effects.
Okay. Have you suffered from any form of depression, PTSD?
I was depressed for years. I was seeing doctors and stuff like that for depression. When I was living in Bombs, at one point I even locked myself away for about a year. I just didn't see anybody for a year. I just sat in this apartment that I was renting, just didn't leave.
Would you say it was a depression, anxiety, and PTSD you still suffer with to this day, yeah?
I've coped with the depression well. I mean,
But you have.
I've got other medical.
Is that right?
Oh, geez, yeah, for a very long time, for a very, very long time.
Okay. Did you ever witness anything within the? Did you ever witness any abuse to other children within the children's home? At the time, I know it's asking to go back a fair while, but did you witness anything at all?
I can't remember.
Okay, no problem. You never witnessed anything to do with staff or anything?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. Living facilities, you said that you'd get made to stay in beds in rooms that were overcrowded. How was
that? Oh, yeah, everybody was in bunk beds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like 20 boys in one room, 20 girls in another room.
Right, well, that was in one room, was it?
Yeah, 20 boys in one room, 20 girls in another room.
Okay.
So it was well overcrowded.
Okay, no problem at all. Because obviously it's had an effect on your adulthood, with you moving forward within life, you will be eligible for a claim, okay. I have made the statement out for yourself there. We will get an elaboration on that, okay. Is there anything else you'd like me to place down in your statement? That you can remember?
No, that I can think of.
Okay, that's fine, Stephen. So that's perfectly fine. What I'm now going to do, I'm just going to confirm, have you ever been in trouble with the police? Have you had any serious convictions over 5 years? Have you been to jail at all?
No.
No, that's perfectly fine.
No.
So what I'm now going to do, I'm just going to get an authorisation email over to you while you're on the phone. It gives authorisation for one of the solicitors to contact you and let you know exactly how much you will be due back in compensation, okay? So, have you got access to your inbox? Can you just confirm if you're on your inbox at this moment in time, Stephen?
Yeah, Tom.
Yep, brilliant. Give me just one moment. Okay, so we've now sent a authorisation email through to you. It's a click signed document. Can you just confirm that you've received that? It should be from MMA Legal. It would have come directly through to you.
Yeah.
To your inbox.
Yeah, right, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you just click on that form, it should just say proceed to document.
Yeah.
And then there be a couple of click signed documents on there. When you click on it, it'll bring up the signature automatically. It'll never match up to your signature, so don't worry about that. Okay.
No worries. Yeah,
it's just an authorization for the solicitor to contact you to let you know how much compensation you're due back. Now, in regards to the compensation, it's there not to cover up any scars, but hopefully give you a bit of a brighter future, okay? With you being within the care system at that time, it does qualify you for a payment, and the solicitors will make you aware of that, okay?
Okay. Let's see where I'll be.